WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming
ABC
on the Civic
News.
Media app.
I'm Inez de la Quintera. The Secret Service is investigating how someone got inside National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan's Washington, D.C. home late one night back in April. ABC News Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas.
The Secret Service has ordered a comprehensive investigation into what went wrong, both from a personnel standpoint and in terms of technology. I'm told the changes have already been made, and depending on the results of the investigations, agents could be held accountable.
Republican lawmakers in North Carolina have overrode the Democratic governor's veto and voted to uphold a ban on most abortions after 12 weeks of pregnancy. President Biden heads to Japan today for the G7 summit, but he's shortening his trip as negotiations continue over raising the debt ceiling. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says both sides remain far apart. With some experts warning artificial intelligence could threaten the future of humanity, OpenAI co-founder and CEO Sam Altman is urging senators to create a regulatory system specifically for artificial intelligence. This is ABC News. Depression among Americans is on the rise.
Record highs for the number of adults diagnosed with depression in their lifetime, up to 29% from about 19% in 2015. Researchers surveyed adults living in the U.S. and also found differences among several groups. 37% of women have been diagnosed with depression, compared to 20% of men. Diagnoses for depression were highest for younger Americans as well, between 18 and 44 years old. Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
9 months after he was stabbed on a stage, author Salman Rushdie has given his first public speech. In a video message to the British Book Awards, Rushdie warned that freedom of expression is under attack.
I mean, sitting here in the United States, I have to look at the extraordinary attack on libraries and books for children in schools.
Rushdie spoke after being honored with the Freedom to Publish Award. The stabbing attack in upstate New York left him blind in one eye. Inez de la Quintera, ABC News.
This is Mike Moen from Wisconsin News Connection. You may have heard my stories on Civic Media. Wisconsin News Connection is surveying listeners to learn how to better report on issues important to you. Go to WISNewsSurvey.com, fill it out, and you'll be entered to win a $50 Target gift card. Once again, WISNewsSurvey.com to help improve the news and enter to win a $50 Target gift card. Thanks, and we look forward to your response at WISNewsSurvey.com.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988. Then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So, if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
If you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Real information, good conversation, unabashedly Wisconsin. Here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. Welcome to the State of Common Sense from the shores of Lake Wissota, where it's another beautiful day up north. It's Wednesday, May 17th. It is 45 degrees up here on Lake Wissota. Wausau clocking in at 40 degrees. Amory, 46. Wisconsin Rapids, 40. Madison, 41. But there are 30s once again in Wisconsin. Green Bay's current temperature, 38 degrees. Waukesha, 36 degrees right now. They had what they called a pneumonia front, a backdoor front move in yesterday. It was just a weird day yesterday weather-wise, where at one point I went looking to see what time it was supposed to start raining because everything was so overcast. And I pulled up one of the weather apps and it said it was sunny outside. And I said, nay, nay, it's not at all. It's completely overcast. What's that about? And that's when I finally learned that there are dozens and dozens of wildfires burning in Western Canada, Alberta, Saskatchewan. And to look at that satellite imagery of this plume of smoke as it started to move in around mid-morning here in northwest Wisconsin and work its way south, and then to see that backdoor front coming in from Lake Michigan and dropping temperatures, you know, 20 degrees within an hour or two in eastern parts of the state. It was just an impressive weather day all around. So yeah, cooler again. We have a nice day planned. We'll get a full forecast from Weatherology in our next hour. And then a little cooler, a little wetter for a little bit, but hopefully we salvage a good chunk of the upcoming weekend. Coming up on the program this morning, it is a morning of Melissas. Completely unplanned, but not one, not two, but three Melissas will be joining us this morning. Melissa Baldoff helps us kick off a new weekly climate check, starting with an overview of the many things related to cleaner energy and infrastructure that are finally moving from all talk to action here in Wisconsin. We'll also catch up, as we do every Wednesday around 6:50, with Melissa Kay from one of our civic media radio stations, locally grown radio, WFHR, and she'll be part of our daily history lesson and music break. Then in our next hour, State Senate Democratic Leader Melissa Agard will join us to talk about her grassroots tour of Wisconsin. That's R-O-U-T-E-S, grassroots, as far as getting around the state, making the case that prohibition didn't work for alcohol and it's not working for marijuana either. And it is time to talk about legalizing cannabis across the board in Wisconsin. We've mentioned before just how much business we're losing to other states. All right. So we have a Melissa. Then we've got a Todd and we've got an Aaron. So we've got Todd Alba coming up near the end of the show to talk about the Todd Alba show. And we've got and Aaron, who maybe instead of Aaron Zommers, would you be okay going by Melissa Zommers for today if we just continue to, maybe not. No.
That's fine. We can do that.
No, you don't have to. Don't go changing just to try and please my morning of Melissa's theme. That's okay.
Well, then we can call Todd Melissa too.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Melissa Alba. Maybe that would work. For all I know, there maybe is already. I don't know if there's a Mrs. Alba or if his mother's name is Melissa. We'll find out. We'll get it nailed down. Did you get the Did you get the same smokiness from the Western fires? Did it drop that far down that things really got a little hazy out there, almost overcast yesterday?
No, not really. Did it up by you?
Very much so. Yeah, it was. Like I said, you would swear it's overcast out there, but there was not a cloud in the sky yesterday. But you couldn't see the sun. The sunsets the night last night and the night before were so red, just a beautiful, beautiful, rich red. But obviously, coming from something that's, you know, not admirable. You don't really want to see, you know, that much of, you know, anything, especially Western Canada, going up in flames. But it made for a very smoky day. And then, of course, we had the cooler temperatures came in as well. So I'm guessing you're not in running shorts today coming into work. It's a little bit more nippy out there.
Yeah, a little bit this morning, but yeah. I imagine it'll warm up.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. Coming up this morning in the Up North News newsletter, which just hit our mailboxes here, Christina Laurie puts that together. And she kicks things off talking about old fashions, which you're never going to go wrong talking about old fashions in Wisconsin. But she talks about how Wisconsin's supper clubs, taverns, restaurants, distilleries, many of them put their own spin on the drink. And as a result, some of them have banded together and created an old fashioned passport. It costs you $33 and it unlocks a buy one old fashioned, get one old fashioned free deal at more than 100 restaurants and bars across the state. Now, if you were to hit them all and use the buy one, get one discount, you would save $700 and do maybe some damage to your liver. So maybe you're not going to hit all 100 bars, although I know people who are certainly capable of it. So look for the Up North News newsletter and find out how to get that passport. She also talks about in the newsletter, a new report from U.S. News and World Report listing the best places to live in America, and Green Bay topped the list in terms of affordability and quality of life. Now, Madison made the list at number 11, Milwaukee at number 65, which is grist for the mill for those folks who like to go, oh, Milwaukee, ick. Milwaukee is an amazing place, and folks who are trashing it without living there just frankly need to get out a little bit more. Every place has its challenges, but you look at some Midwestern cities where you can live in, Milwaukee is one hell of a place to be. We'll take a break. We've got some various headlines to share with you, including some new political ads holding Derek Van Orden's feet to the fire over this debt ceiling deal and whether he'll keep his promise on term limits. All that and more coming up just ahead on this Wednesday on Up North News Radio. We'll be right back.
At Ho-Chunk Amity Cruiser, we're getting you ready for the hog days of summer. Giving away a brand new 2023 Harley-Davidson trike. Now through June 24th, go to Ho-Chunk Amity Cruiser. Earn 25 points on your rewards club card to be entered to win. Plus, $10 rewards play up to 4 times a day. Stick around and use your rewards club card because we're heating up this summer with hourly hot seats happening from noon to 9 p.m. Clear your calendar and come in June 24th. We'll be giving away a 2023 Harley-Davidson trike along with 5 cash consolation winners. Roar into the summer at Ho-Chunk Amity Cruiser.
It's time to shake things up around the house. This May, you may think it's time to make over.
Okay, you get the hint.
With Ho-Chunk Gaming DeCruz's May Makeover promotion, you could win your share of $5,000 in gift cards to a home improvement store to tackle the project of your dreams. Guests only need to earn 25 points to earn your entry and $10 rewards play. Only at Ho-Chunk Gaming DeCruz, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the rewards club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming DeCruz. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This is off an Earth, Wind & Fire album that we will be talking about during our history lesson and music break a little later on this hour. But first, some sports at 6:15. The Brewers' bullpen came to the rescue yesterday after the Brewers lost another starting pitcher to injuries. Wade Miley got injured early, but the Brewers were able to hang on and eke out a 3-2 win over the St. Louis Cardinals, who had beat them. What was it? 18-1 the other day. This was better. Brewers beat the Cardinals 3-2, but it took five relievers to get a combined 22 outs. And Devin Williams came up with a 5-out save, and a Brian Anderson go-ahead home run in the sixth inning was able to hold up to help the Brewers get there. Apparently, Miley, let's see, he gave up a home run and then exited with a left lateral strain, an injury that could just do a lot of damage to a Brewers rotation that is already in a bind because of, you know, some of the other starting pitchers that were supposed to, you know, Corbin Burns, Brandon Woodruff, and others who were supposed to be our workhorses all season long. Let's see, Aaron Ashby, I think, is on there as well. So there's a bit of a sick bay going on for the Brewers' arms. Now, again, if it's something that can be fixed, you know, well before the end of the season, well, then this is the time of year that you want to do something about it and hopefully be ready for a nice stretch run later on. But we've got a ways to go in the season before that. And I'll talk a bit more about this in the next hour, but one other sports note is that a new professional women's soccer league is looking to launch next year. And among the cities getting teams looks to be Madison by 2025. So it would be a major league franchise for women's soccer coming to the Badger State. We'll talk more about that a little bit later on in the program as well. Where are my manners? I didn't invite you to call. If you have any comments or questions on things that you hear in the news today, we'll share a couple of headlines here. But as always, the phones here are open for you to chime in, say good morning from wherever you are in Wisconsin, talk about what's news in your neck of the woods, up in your part of the state, wherever that might be. Ask any questions, make any song requests. We're here for you. 844-967-2789. And her email address, radio@upnorthnewswi.com. That got used yesterday. Recall that during my conversation with Christina Laurie in The Uplift, when she did a story about Culver's, and I interrupted her to tell people who were going to be sending an email that were doing stories at Up North News about Quick Trip and Culver's, and to say, you shouldn't be doing stories about them because their owners, you know, donate to Republicans. And so look, there's a big difference between our political news stories and our feature stories. And when you do feature stories, for example, Quick Trip being named the favorite gas station in Wisconsin in some kind of a big survey, that's worth passing along because, again, you've got a store or a franchise or a restaurant that hires Democrats and Republicans. It serves Democrats and Republicans. In our news stories, we never hesitate to call out people who, you know, like Dick and Liz Eline, like Diane Hendricks at ABC. We've certainly talked about John Menard in the past and, you know, what they do with their money, politically speaking. But in terms of the feature stories that we do, you know, we keep those in the realm of what do Wisconsinites overall like to see, like to do, like to experience. And that will include places with ownerships that, you know, donate in places that you don't necessarily like. And we get that. But some people still wanted to send a note and you know, chide us. And we appreciate the input. And that came to us to radio@upnorthnewswi.com. You can also comment, of course, on our Facebook page where we run a live video feed of this show. If you've been hearing this for low these many months and saying, what do Pat and Aaron actually look like? Well, you can answer that question in a horrifying manner, I would contend, by going to the Facebook pages of Up North News, Civic Media, or Bull Falls Radio, our station in Madison. And there you will find us in all of our glory, seeing what a very bare studio in Madison and a home office in Chippewa Falls all look like. And one last note, because I haven't talked about the podcast for quite a bit. But this radio show is also a podcast, as is every other show on here in the Civic Media Empire. You go to civicmedia.us, and there you can find where all the stations are and what all the shows are. And not just a generic show description, but each hour of our programming is listed separately as a separate podcast episode that you can listen to right there on the website. You can download it, or you can subscribe to it. You can also subscribe through Apple, Spotify, all the other, you know, main podcast platforms. And so that if you prefer that way, take us along with you as a podcast instead. We'd love to have you along. But again, the main way to reach us is 844-967-2789. All right, let's get back to business now and talk about the debt ceiling debate just for a moment, because there's a new wrinkle in it that is not sitting well with me at all. And it is the way that President Joe Biden has now had to make the decision to cut short an overseas trip. And in doing so, not only do the Republicans continue playing with fire, but they've now given a bit of a gift to China. And so I hope Congressman Mike Gallagher is listening today out in the Green Bay area, because there is a G7 summit coming up in Japan, and President Biden is still going to be going there. It's one of those things you don't miss. But then he's coming right back, and he is scrapping a trip to Australia and also to the Pacific Island nation of Papua New Guinea. And this was going to be a big deal, and it's going to be a big deal not just from the standpoint of an American president overseas, that happens all the time, but there was a certain degree of symbolism involved here. We're hearing all the time from a certain segment of the political class about China, 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 and that we have got to be tougher on China and we've got to curb China's influence. Well, when you have an American president making a special trip out and then having to cancel it, don't think for a moment Beijing isn't going to look for a way to fill that void with messaging, with visits, with whatever the case may be, in order to grow their sphere of influence in the region. You can't tell me you want to be tough on China and do the kinds of things then that undermine diplomatic efforts between the U.S. and other allies. The fact of the matter is Australia has long been felt like they've been caught in a tug of war because they are not that far from China. They do not necessarily want an adversary in China. Just because it was settled by a bunch of, you know, white British prisoners doesn't mean that they're automatically needing to align with Western nations. They are in the Pacific, and they are striking a balance between their relations with Europe, with the U.S., and with China. And it sends a message when Americans are so screwed up in their politics, when they're fighting over something as artificial as a debt ceiling. And it is, it's an artificial, made-up debate that we're getting bogged down in yet again. And yet those people who say get tough on China are now looking for ways, as I said this might happen with Mike Gallagher chairing that China committee, looking for ways to undercut what the Biden administration is trying to do in that region. Now, look, it's not the biggest thing on the U.S. diplomatic to-do list. It is very real to take care of the federal budget, and certainly there are matters here at home. But I just wanted to point out again that you can't say one thing and then do another. And that's certainly what we've got with people that want to, you know, for example, ban TikTok, which again is something rooted entirely in its Chinese roots, when there are certain other social media platforms that are equally or more so causing trouble on the internet, causing trouble to our children, to our consumers, to our politics. And so if we can kind of back away from being opposed to China for the sake of being opposed to China and actually take these things in order and handle the entire problem, whether we're talking about social media or, you know, military influence or whatnot, we'd be a whole lot better off if we could better prioritize what it is that we're doing in the nation's capital. But for now, what they're doing is, again, continuing this insistence, Republicans are, that they would let the country go into default and trigger a recession. It's absolutely bound to happen if that's what they allow to play out, by insisting on these punishing spending cuts that would affect our veterans, that would affect our health care, that would affect... Are you taking issue when I say it's going to cut veterans and veterans' health benefits? Because that's what Congressman Derek Van Orden is saying. He's saying it's an outright lie, and it's not. PolitiFact and others have taken a look at this and said, no, if the Republican bill were to be carried out that they passed week before last, calling for these huge spending cuts, it would, in fact, hurt veterans and many others. In fact, there's an ad that's out right now by the House Majority Forward PAC that is reminding people in the 3rd Congressional District about Derek Van Orden and the very real danger that he and others are posing to the economy.
Defaulting on our debt would crash the economy, and Derek Van Orden is playing with fire. Van Orden's plan would cut veterans' benefits by 22%, fire 108,000 school teachers, and lay off over 28,000 law enforcement officials. A bill so devastating, it would incinerate 800,000 jobs and eliminate health care for over 21 million people. Tell Derek Van Orden to avoid default without burning Wisconsin families.
That, again, was the House Majority PAC, which is affiliated, of course, with the House Democratic Caucus, putting out that reminder that because there is no specific language in the Republican measure to exempt support for veterans programs, it means that the VA will probably have to assume a 22% cut for fiscal year 2024. And that could mean up to $30 billion in cuts for the VA alone. Now, just because it doesn't say that specifically, again, keep in mind, it also doesn't specifically say that the VA is exempt from it. So that's where, again, President Biden was right to call out reporters last week when they said, you know, things about what will you cut? And Biden said, well, what are they going to cut? And the reporters kind of looked at him, you know, cocked their head, you know, a bit like a Cocker Spaniel. And he said, no, seriously, what do they want to cut? And he was right. He was telling the reporters, don't be talking just about, you know, spending cuts without pointing out that the Republicans won't tell you exactly what they want to cut, only that they're going to give you a massive number and then hope that somebody else makes those tough decisions a little bit later on. And that's why groups like this are making sure that Derek Van Orden knows that he's being watched, not just for that, but for apparently breaking his term limits pledge. He had pledged to sponsor a bill that would limit U.S. representatives to 3 terms and senators to 2 terms, but he's apparently backed away from that, and that's why there's at least one billboard in La Crosse that is calling him out for going back on his word already when it comes to term limits. All right, we'll take a break. Melissa Baldoff will join us next with a new segment on climate in Wisconsin, and this time around, some of the big progress that we're making. That's coming up next. You're up north.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Inez de la Quintera. The Secret Service is investigating how someone got inside National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan's Washington, D.C. home late one night back in April. ABC News Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas.
The Secret Service has ordered a comprehensive investigation into what went wrong, both from a personnel standpoint and in terms of technology. I'm told the changes have already been made, and depending on the results of the investigations, agents could be held accountable.
Republican lawmakers in North Carolina have overrode the Democratic governor's veto and voted to uphold a ban on most abortions after 12 weeks of pregnancy. President Biden heads to Japan today for the G7 summit, but he's shortening his trip as negotiations continue over raising the debt ceiling. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says both sides remain far apart. With some experts warning artificial intelligence could threaten the future of humanity, OpenAI co-founder and CEO Sam Altman is urging senators to create a regulatory system specifically for artificial intelligence. This is ABC News.
Boat Tussle is building out the best fiber network in rural Wisconsin to deliver ultra-fast fiber internet where others can't or won't. Based in Wisconsin and backed by local support, Boat Tussle is bringing fiber internet services to your area at an honest price without any contracts or data caps. Call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924. Or visit btussle.com and get connected with Bug Tussle today for internet, cellular, and entertainment.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGB. And on the Civic Media app.
The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
I'm Pat Kreitlow. We're going to start a new segment, basically a climate check. It's the latest regular segment we're adding to the show. As you know, we have Movement Mondays, which grew out of Motherhood Mondays, all designed to highlight people and groups getting more active in promoting democracy and civic engagement. And then Kristen Lyerly added Hometown Health on Thursdays, which is all about the health of entire communities, not just individual health concerns. We have Hans Breitenmoser on every couple of weeks on Tuesdays with an emphasis on issues affecting our rural economy and communities. And now we are so happy to have Melissa Baldoff joining us on Wednesdays, because there are so many ways to talk about improving the impact we have on our climate. We can talk about current impacts, like the way stronger storms affect farmers or winter weather affects seasonal tourism. We can bust myths. We can highlight leaders and policy, research, and implementation. And then, of course, our bread and butter here on this program, the political will or political obstruction that affects these issues and much more. So with that, let's bring in Melissa Baldoff to talk about a little climate check for Wisconsin. Melissa, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
So nice to have you here. For folks that don't know, you know, about your background and your interest in this, I thought I would frame it this way. We're going to go back a few years, and then we'll see how things are going these days. But I went back to 2019, and you were serving in Governor Evers' office at the time, and it was big news that Assembly Speaker Robin Voss conceded that climate change is, quote, probably real. So 4 years later, with the governor still facing a Republican-led legislature, I want to ask you, do you feel like Wisconsin's in a better or worse position to mitigate climate issues and stop contributing as much to the problem since the big quote-unquote revelation from Speaker Voss that climate change is probably real? Where are we?
what a revelation to have in 2019, right?
Right.
I think that we are, you know, the good news, however, is that we are in a better place. We have the governor's plan, which is really going to help folks in Wisconsin tackle these issues, you know, that are affecting our communities all over the state. So, you know, the governor's plan, the governor's clean energy plan, is a really, you know, robust framework to have, you know, collective action and collaboration among industries, organizations, systems, you know, local governments, big businesses, small farms, you know, big organizations to come together and make this, you know, fair, just, and equitable clean energy transition. You know, so I think that's really significant. We also had the governor rejoin the U.S. Climate Alliance and commit to the goals of the Paris Agreement, establish the state's goal of all electricity being carbon-free by 2050. So I think that's significant that we have this plan to guide our work, and it really builds on the governor's task force on climate change, which Governor Evers created in his first year in office. And that task force, you know, really did get some, you know, build a good framework for the plan. It's a diverse bipartisan coalition, you know, farmers, environmental advocates, indigenous leaders, utility companies, businesses, who all came together to make science-based recommendations to help the state start addressing the impacts of climate change. So I do think that we are in a better place because, you know, we do have everyone acknowledging where we are and in that we have some work to do, and we've got some strong commitments by folks who want to get this work done.
So there have been years of recommendations and discussions and people saying, okay, when are we taking some concrete action? And then that takes us to where we are today in the Biden administration, which actually has an infrastructure week, unlike the Trump administration. Every week was the infrastructure week that never happened. So between the bipartisan infrastructure law and the Inflation Reduction Act, can you tell us just how big an investment we're looking at in Wisconsin for initiatives that are good for the climate here?
We are looking at a significant investment in Wisconsin. We are looking at getting more than $3 billion with a B under the bipartisan infrastructure law that was passed 18 months ago, that is already going to be funding 280 projects in Wisconsin, all over the state. And, you know, more is, you know, very, very likely on the way. And that is, you know, funding things like investments in cleaning up our water. It's $369 million to go towards clean water. $2.5 billion has been announced for transportation to invest in roads, bridges, transit, ports, and airports. More than $25 million to purchase clean school buses to use in our communities all over the state. And more than 345,000 households across the state are getting affordable high-speed internet due to the bipartisan infrastructure law. And, you know, that was definitely an issue that folks in Wisconsin knew about, that we had some issues with broadband access. And, you know, did it ever get exposed even more during the pandemic when people were so much more relying on having reliable internet for, you know, doctor's visits, to work, to do school? So, you know, that's something that's really significant, you know, for so many families and businesses around the state. So, yeah, this is, you know, this is a pretty big deal, as I think President Biden would say. And, you know, it's something that is already starting to have impacts in Wisconsin and will continue to have even more impacts in, you know, months and years to come.
So when you rattle all of those things off, those are tangible actions, and they do have dollars attached to them. And so we often hear folks from the political right decry this as all of this spending, when what I'm always seeing here is somebody willing to do the work. Like I said, we've talked about these issues for forever, but I don't know who they thought was going to magically come along and make the investments unless we start making them ourselves. In our infrastructure, in our kids, in our future.
Right. And, you know, there's also a really significant cost to doing nothing. And over the last decade, Wisconsin has experienced 16 extreme weather events that have cost more than $10 billion in damages. So, you know, that is just one example of why we need to increase renewable energy usage to reduce power outages and protect our state from severe weather events like flooding, shoreline erosion along the Great Lakes. You know, there are communities, you know, up and down the Mississippi who are really struggling with flooding right now. You know, so this is an issue that you hear about over and over again from folks around the state, you know, that we're getting, you know, 100-year floods, 500-year floods, you know, every couple of years. And, you know, the climate change is definitely a driver of those significant weather events. Big price tag when it comes to those things. So that's, you know, really a big cost of doing nothing. And same with tourism, you mentioned kind of at the top of our show here, that impacts a lot of our state as well. When we have these weather events, when we have warmer weather in the winter, and it's an impact on our folks who rely on tourism economy.
So. Let's talk about the rail part of it for a moment here, because between the bipartisan infrastructure law and the Inflation Reduction Act, we're talking about some of the biggest federal investments in passenger rail and in public transit. Think, you know, these things that are moving people and doing so more efficiently. And yet, again, from our friends on the right side of the aisle, there just seems to be this antagonism about public transportation and about passenger rail, basically about anything that isn't, you know, just the car or the SUV or the monster sized pickup truck or anything like that. And I'm certainly at a loss to explain it, but wouldn't you think that these investments are enjoying some public support because, again, not everybody can afford to get to work in you know, a brand new car or, you know, anything that isn't on a bus or a rail line?
Yeah, I mean, like, I think you made a great point. And, you know, this really is such, it's an economic issue. And this is about folks being able to get to and from work. This is something that's good for businesses. You hear businesses over and over again say, we need to hire more workers, we need staff, we need folks who are reliable. Well, one of the reasons that people have a difficult time, you know, getting to work on time is transportation. That is such a big issue that impacts workers and employers. So, you know, we really need to make sure we have the most reliable transportation options that we can for folks. And if we can do them in a way that is better for our environment, that's cleaner, that's, you know, going to reduce costs, you know, why wouldn't we want to do it that way? And, you know, I think too, to touch on the public support for these issues, you know, Wisconsinites, they understand that climate change is a problem. In some recent polling, 69% of Wisconsinites said they believe climate change is a problem. And they support overwhelmingly what the governor has proposed to do through the Clean Energy Plan. These are really, you know, ideas that have a lot of public support behind them. So, you know, this isn't a, you know, something that divides Wisconsinites. You know, it might divide folks in, you know, inside the Capitol, but it doesn't divide folks in Wisconsin. They want to see us save money and make energy more affordable, not be reliant on, you know, out of state, corporations and big energy companies. They want to see a more homegrown economy and clean energy economy right here in Wisconsin.
Let's talk for a second about electric vehicles. And interestingly enough, in talking last week with Tourism Secretary Ann Sayers, and we talked about the governors around the Great Lakes states that are building an infrastructure not just because it's green and the right thing to do, but because there are more people than ever driving electric vehicles. If you work together amongst the states, you're not just going to get, you know, regular day-to-day traffic, but you're going to invite, you know, tourism. So, I mean, there's always one way or another that one piece of this green energy infrastructure puzzle actually connects a few other pieces along the way.
Yep, that's exactly right. You know, we want to make Wisconsin a destination, but we also know that we've got people who are passing through. So I think that's why it was so so smart to see a bipartisan group of governors in the Midwest working together to say, how can we help one another out? How can we make sure that everyone is going to benefit from this? So, you know, I think that anytime, you know, we can work together with, you know, our partners in other states, with partners in the private sector, that's what we want to see our government be doing here.
So let's close on the why do all this, because again, we talk about these things, the science is out there, and yet we're finally seeing to a degree the political will and taking real action. What does that say about leadership in Wisconsin and in the country when it comes to turning talk into action?
You know, I just think it really underscores what a priority this is, you know, and not just for, you know, the reasons of our economy, right? You know, we know that Wisconsin's economy depends on fresh air, clean water, protecting our lands, you know, that way we can, you know, support our farmers and manufacturing, our, you know, traditions of fishing and hunting. You know, you can't, if the water's all polluted, there's nothing to fish for. So, you know, you have that, but also, you know, we know this is the right thing to do for future generations. You know, we want to be good stewards of the land and, have a healthy place for our kids to grow up and for their kids to grow up. So I think that we're really seeing that it is a priority because, you know, things aren't going to just get better on their own. We've got to make the commitment to do the work, take the action, to, you know, address climate change. And I do think that there is starting to be some more political will from folks. You know, we've seen some bipartisan work nationally. And I know, you know, as much as, you know, there's usually a fight in Madison going on, I do know that there are some legislators on both sides of the aisle that are very committed to advancing some of these solutions. So I want to give credit to the folks who are willing to do the work. And, you know, let's hope that they will, you know, keep coming to the table and keep doing the right thing.
Well, I look forward to doing this on a regular basis with you, Melissa. This was a great overview. We're going to pick some of this apart piece by piece, problems, solutions, leaders, and everything that go along with it. Melissa Baldoff, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Thanks.
And we'll continue right after this. You're up north. There we go. Thought we were going to have the electric slide to take us out of there. Thanks again, Melissa. We'll have today's history lesson and a music break coming up in just a couple of minutes.
Consumers everywhere are loving the benefits of buying locally produced food. Not only is it fresher and more nutritious, it's also good for the local economy. With state-of-the-art facilities throughout the Midwest, the Village Hearth buns you already love are baked and delivered fresh daily to your local grocer. So whether you like unsliced old-fashioned hamburger and hot dog buns, or prefer classic white or wheat, just look for the familiar red Village Hearth logo on the package, and you've made the right choice. Village Hearth buns, locally baked and delivered fresh daily.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change.
Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. High temperatures reach up to 59 today under partly cloudy skies, northeasterly winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy again tonight, lows level off around 40. High temperatures reach up to 71 tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Chance for scattered rain showers Friday, daytime highs approaching 63. 70, mainly sunny skies and calm Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 36.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
I might just play this thing all the way through. You're never going to go wrong if I just put the needle on an Earth, Wind & Fire album and come back after a while. All right, I guess I should say something more. Earth, Wind & Fire topped the charts with their sixth album, the blockbuster That's the Way of the World, on this day in 1975. Melissa Kay joins us from locally grown radio WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids as our morning of Melissa's continues. Melissa, good morning.
Good morning.
Didn't that work out well for you today?
It sure did.
Okay.
Melissa's a popular name.
No doubt, based
at
on
least
what
it was in the 80s.
Yes, apparently when y'all came along, because you know Melissa Agard in our next hour and Melissa Baldoff just now. So what's new in Melissa world and everything else in Wisconsin Rapids?
Well, you know, we have an exciting week this week at WFHR. We get to talk with Mayor Shane Blazer today during our morning magazine. And then also on Thursday, we're talking with Visit Rome. We get an update from them. They have so much exciting stuff going on in Rome during the summer. I mean,
they're... Rome.
Yes. Rome, Wisconsin.
Rome, Wisconsin. Oh,
yes.
I lived in Wisconsin most of my adult life. I know where a lot of places are. Where's Rome?
Don't know Rome.
No.
It's very close to Wisconsin Rapids, near Nakusa. Have you heard of Sand Valley Golf Course?
No.
Oh, well, that's a big up and coming golf course in the area, and Rome is really close to there.
Okay.
And so they have a lot of fun things going on.
I married a farm girl from over in the northeast corner, so I know about Denmark. I know about Luxembourg, you know. But yeah, Rome was one of those. Does anybody made a list of just how many places that were borrowed from, you know, like New London, New Berlin, mm-hmm. you know?
We have an Oregon, Wisconsin.
We have Alaska.
Yeah.
You shut up. We do not.
Yeah, it's on the way from Manitowoc to Sturgeon Bay. Whenever my dad and I go up there fishing, we drive through Alaska and we're like, well, there goes Alaska.
I swear to God, my mind is blown over here. There's times I feel like I have the entire Wisconsin blue book in my head. And so anytime I can learn there's a little something I hadn't picked up along the way, that's outstanding. I suppose we could probably get back to the segment here.
We could. I mean, because it's not worth it. I'm sorry. We should mention Senator Patrick Teston will be on Friday.
All right. There we go. tell you what, we're going to run a whole lot of stuff underneath Daft Punk and Get Lucky, because that was on their fourth album, Random Access Memories. It took them 8 years to make it, but he eventually became the number one album on this day in 2013. So 10 years ago, Get Lucky was on the radio every place. As far as other history goes, sometime back, we talked about the Kingsman song Louie Louie and whether the lyrics were obscene. Well,
yes.
It was on this day in 1965 that the FBI ended its two-year investigation, determining that the indecipherable lyrics are not obscene. So
it
took them 2 years to figure that out.
2 years.
Yeah, I'm going to guess that it was somebody's job to figure that out, and they're just like, they're not obscene. Has it been long enough yet? No, I'll report later.
Nope, I guess you got to keep paying me while I look into this. Wink, wink. You
know? Set this on my desk.
Yep. On this day in 1900, the children's novel The Wonderful Wizard of Oz by L. Frank Baum is first published in the United States. This is the anniversary in 1954 of Brown versus Board of Education in Topeka, Kansas, which outlawed racial segregation in public schools. God only knows how that case would have been decided today. On this day in 2009, the video game Minecraft is first released to the public. 2009, Aaron. Does it seem like it was that? Was it really that long ago?
Yeah, man. Minecraft feels like it's been a long time. I played it pretty early on in development. Not 2009, but probably 10 or 11. And to me, it does feel that long ago.
I feel like the Minecraft, you know, building blocks kind of run through your bloodstream like red blood cells and plasma run through. There's little Minecraft blips in there as well. A couple of musicians, Bill Bruford, the drummer for Yes and King Crimson, is 74 today. Trent Reznor is 58, founder of Nine Inch Nails and a prominent film composer. Now we're heading into mysterious music world for me. I don't know. Aaron, I'm quite certain is familiar with System of a Down. Melissa, you
yes.
in there? Okay. All right. Well, it's just Grandpa here. Their fourth album, Memorize, debuted at number one on this day in 2005 with cuts like this one called BYOB. Which, look, I'm sorry, but if you add an accordion, you really just have kind of a sped up polka. If you think about it. Don't think about it. On this day in 1989, the Doobie Brothers released their 11th album, Cycles. It was their first release since they'd broken up back in 1982. Madonna had her 7th number one album on this day in 2008 with her 11th album, Hard Candy. 21 Pilots released their 4th album, Blurry Face, on this day in 2015. It included this tune, Stressed Out.
Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out.
And on this day in 2019, Tyler, the Creator, released his 5th album, Igor. It became his first number one album and won him a Grammy for Best Rap Album, including what I hope Aaron found were the clean version of lyrics to Earthquake. And Melissa, I really never thought I'd reach the time, because I was the station manager for my college radio station back in the 80s, and I never thought I'd get to an era where so often I had to ask, now are these the clean lyrics, the version that we're about to run? I mean, there were maybe two songs back then where we had to specifically tell the DJs not to play. There was Jet Airliner from Steve Miller Band. Mm. Because as you know, the radio version ends with the lyric that says funky kicks going down in the city. But some of the kids like to play, you know, one of the other versions when kicks wasn't the lyric. And you know, there were one or two others, but it's a different world we live in now, Melissa.
Times have changed.
Yeah. Same, and it's not just the music, it's the jocks. Melissa's gotten a few memos from management not to say so many naughty words when she's on the radio. You know better than to work blue that way, but what else are you doing? You are not in Wisconsin Rapids today, it appears.
No, I am working from my home studio today.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Rapids. Tuesday is my Rapids day.
Okay, sounds good. We're juggling a few changes at Civic Media with shows and start times and people, and of course stations are logging on. So we're all kind of waiting to see where all the pieces are going to fall into place here. And I'm just thankful that you're taking a little bit of time each week to tell us what's happening over there. So you got a good rest of the week planned for yourself?
Yeah, it should be a good rest of the week. I might travel to Wisconsin Rapids tonight because the middle school is doing their final choir concert, and I need to go see my old roomie's little one do her singing finale for the year.
Oh, very nice. All right.
Yeah.
Melissa Kay, thank you so much. Have a great day out there in Rapids.
You too. Good to see you both.
All right. See ya. We'll come back in our next hour here, and we will have more headlines. We will also hear from State Senate Democratic Leader Melissa Agard on her grassroots tour about legalizing marijuana. That's all coming up next. You're up north.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. Here's what's going on around the area. May 19th and 20th, it's the Dudley Birder Chorale presenting the Voices of Spring at the Abbott Pennings Hall of Fine Arts Walter Theater, St. Norbert Campus, Friday 7:30 showtime, Saturday 2 p.m. The Automobile Gallery of Green Bay presents Festa Italiana, May 20th from 2 until 6 p.m. See the sleek collection of Italian cars on hand, many others on hand as well. The Blizzard take on the Iowa Barnstormers at the Resch Center Saturday, May 20th at 7:05. Check out the Resch Expo Saturday, May 20th. The Meat Fest, presented by Pelican Smoky Meats from 11 a.m. till 7 p.m. And the CelCom Green Bay Marathon is Sunday, May 21st. Race starts at 7 a.m. That's around Lambeau Field. If you have an event you'd like us to tell others about, we'd love to help you out. Email it to info@civicmedia.us. We are the talk of Green Bay, 1590 a.m. and 97.9 FM WGBW. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic ABC Media News app. I'm